factory outside Japan, thousands of people are turning chunks of steel into cars. It's loud industrial work, but it's got some modern twists.
See, you see there? There's a robot and a guy.
Spokeswoman Medea Oakes points out employees tending to robotic welders and computer monitors around half-finished Legacies and Outbacks. When they add the Impreza model later this year, the plant will need 1,200 more workers who understand advanced manufacturing. Here's Brad Rohrer in the HR department.
We're building a car about every minute, so it's very high pace and advanced. So trying to find those people, find that workforce when the unemployment rate is 4%, there's a lot of competition.
In the past couple of years, West Central Indiana has created more than 2,000 manufacturing jobs, but only filled about 500. There aren't a lot of older adults looking for factory work, and Rohrer says those who apply aren't always the right fit. So Subaru is broadening its search to include a demographic they can groom for the industry, recent high school graduates. The region's workforce board has been helping out, and Deb Waymeyer is its chief of operations.
It was really this group of employer looking for a solution on how do we get the right employees with the right skills that we will either need today or we know that we'll need in the future.
The solution they found is a state grant called SkillUp, which funds job training for anyone over 18 with a high school diploma. They formed an alliance mediated by the workforce board that includes everyone from Caterpillar to smaller local companies like Kirby Risk. They're not hiring right now, but manufacturing president Doug Mansfield says they're looking to the future.
The only way you can grow a business, I don't care, unless you're fully automated, is you have to have talent. And if that pool isn't available, it gets very, very challenging because now you're struggling to find applicants and new employees.
The grant will pay to train at least 450 people in the basics of advanced manufacturing, plus soft skills like attendance. At Kirby, they might make things like this.
These blue panels here, the customer is Facebook.
Yes, Facebook. And testing the wiring inside one unfinished control panel is 29-year-old Alondra Palayas. With only a high school diploma, she's a lot like the people SkillUp might send here someday. She says this job has been her first time doing work like this.
I just, you know, is that a position available? But I really like it. Like, you know, I don't know, but I just like it.
And Mansfield is optimistic they'll be able to attract more workers like Palayas in the next few years.
What we want to do is get them in the facilities to show them that manufacturing today is more technical, the environment is great, it's safe, it's clean, and there's all kinds of opportunities.
Kirby Risk and the rest of the alliance are aiming to continue the program once the grant runs out and to get the training recognized as an official certification by more industries statewide. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Lafayette.